Welcome to our podcast,
Band BFFs,
podcast where we make your music selection less complicated.
On today's episode, we are going to be discussing Dark Star by Christina Huss. Cheers to starting the conversation.
Okay, Dark Star. This is a good piece for like a fall concert. This piece is
super
not
great.
On the Texas Peak.
No, it
oh,
is.
Oh, it is. It's a grade one.
It's
it,
a new,
that's
as
right.
of last year, Texas
yes,
PML grade
that's
one.
Right. That's yep. right. Last year it was new. Grade one, Texas PML. It is in the key of F or D minor, really. And 4/4 throughout, no split clarinet parts, all low brass together, no split trumpet parts. There is a lot of percussion in this, and the percussion is really important.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one that you need, gosh, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You need probably 7 minimum percussionists,
yeah.
8 or even 9. You could spread parts out enough to
yeah.
fill a really large percussion section if you have it.
Yep. This piece is, like Laura just kind of mentioned, it's very versatile. And if you think it fits your band really well, I would save it and perform it perhaps later on down the road at UIL if you really love it and if it fits your band really well. Otherwise, like she said, this is a fun one to do at the beginning of the year for like a fall concert, Halloween, quote unquote, spooky type music. The kids love it. It's very catchy. It's a wonderful melody and it's well written. It's not difficult to perform on each individual instrument.
Now, you do need to have strong low brass and you need to have strong percussion. Yes, low brass and percussion are basically featured the entire way.
Yep.
This is a piece you could get away with if your woodwinds are not super awesome or
yep.
even your trumpets aren't super awesome.
Yep.
Right? So this is about, and how often do we get to say that?
Never.
How often do
I
we
was
get
thinking,
to say?
I don't know that Lauren have ever said that. So
yeah, so
yeah.
This is
a brassy piece.
Yeah, put an asterisk next to this one. It's a good one.
Yep. So the whole piece starts out with a trill. Everybody knows how much I love those. But it's a forte piano trill, so I don't mind it as much. For 4 beats with suspended cymbal and then...
Snare, timpani, mallet,
yep.
right? Rolling.
Downbeat. Everybody plays in measure 2. We start with the melody. The melody is always in the low brass and low reeds here at the beginning, and it continues on forever and ever. Got a little percussion underneath helping keep pulse, but it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 1 and 2, push through, don't breathe, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, tune the A natural. That one, you got to really make sure you teach that really good.
High second position.
Everybody has it, yes, high mm-hmm. second position. There's a timpani part that goes 3 and 4 and 1. 3 and 4 and 1 in response each time. So this is not a piece where you can just cut the timpani part out.
Yeah,
it's
definitely.
All by itself on
and
that.
The timpani does help to kind of cover up in the low brass where Katie was talking about push through, don't
yeah,
breathe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, which is one of the reasons why I think this is very kind of smartly written.
Yeah.
But teach your kids not to breathe after that.
Yeah, yeah. Then they continue on and we have these little, interjections. They start as quarter notes in the upper voices. One. Then it changes to eighth notes. Bum, bum. Then it's even more eighth notes. 1 and 3 and 1, 3. But that's it. And
yeah.
that's all they're going to play for a while. So that's not bad.
Yeah.
So if you have kind of weaker woodwinds, this is a great
Meanwhile,
one to choose.
Percussion are going crazy.
Percussion and low brass,
and low brass,
they're still playing the same thing. So now we've landed at 10. They're continuing on that melodic theme.
Same
but
exact
the
thing.
Trumpets are going to add in on it. And the horn. And the horns have a harmonic helper part. So you want to make sure that you are bringing that new part out. The trumpet and the horn. Low brass is now not the important part.
Because we've heard that theme.
Heard
yeah,
yep.
we've heard that theme. Now, we also get in percussion, we get a thunder sheet here.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Yeah,
so this fun. Is, yeah, this is really cool. You know, I mean, percussion always geek out when we get to play something cool like
Different,
that.
Different,
so,
yes, and your
yeah.
kids will too.
Yeah, yeah. definitely.
So then now there's the new melody. 1, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, don't breathe. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, now breathe. 4, 1. So teaching them about this proper phrasing or
mm-hmm.
writing it in on their parts for them, which of course
we're
advocates
of.
Draw a little arrow, no breath, you're leading through. Even pushing through with a small little mini crescendo is a great idea to make it sound more musical. But again, the range is great. The trombones are just going up to an A. Trumpets are landing at the end of the phrase on a B natural, or at the height of the phrase on a B natural. So that's got to be in tune, mm-hmm. just like we talked about the trombone A natural, making sure they're not flat on that note. So they keep going. The woodwinds are still doing the little interjections we've already talked about. And we end at 18. Now it's a new theme.
Now 18, this is like literally the only 8 measures that the woodwinds, I would say, are, quote, featured.
Yes.
And it's not a difficult part at all. The flute, the clarinet, and the alto sax are playing this. The alto sax is kind of a harmony to it, mm-hmm. but this new little line, it's all slurred. It's in a very comfortable range. Clarinet is at the bottom of the staff or in the shallow range, and flute is in the staff. Barely gets to a G above the staff at one point in here. Now, the oboe and the horn have the counter.
Yeah.
Oboe and horn have the counter, and tenor sax have the counter melody here. But it's just a little 8-measure phrase. It's really no big deal. Now, what you do have to watch out for in the mallet percussion, mallets are on 8th notes, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, like the whole way through this, and it can get too loud. Yeah. It can be too loud, or it can be one and two and three and four and one and two and three, you know, where they're at one hand stronger than the other. So make this a pulse that you really kind of feel and less hear. They don't need to be super, super strong on this. There's a bass drum and some other little percussive things happening in here too. But just make this 8-measure phrase the most beautiful thing the woodwinds get to do in the whole piece. And then it's back to what we did before.
Yep. And push through, you know, all the, where they might want to breathe would be between slurs.
Between slurs.
Right. But don't let them do it. Make sure you write it so they're all breathing together at the end of the dotted half note in measure 21 before the new phrase. When they do take that breath, that's where the counter melody and the oboe, tenor sax, and horn kind of fills that part in. So don't let horns
breathe on
take
that
a
bar
breath
line
between 21 and 22 or on any bar lines. But there this are, horn part is a little bit more, you're going to have to isolate it just because it jumps around a little bit more and it's got a little bit of like a harmonic cool part to it. It may not be as easy for their ears to hear. So
that's right.
work on 18 to 26 quite a bit just to make it sound easy.
Then this, there are some repeated notes under slurs in the upper woodwind, so you will just need to make sure, I would pre-mark it on their parts that they're going to that they're going to lightly articulate that, but just remind them, especially if they're young players, they may not be aware of that.
Then at 25, we're leading back in, or now into it's, 26,
it's just like
the same thing.
Yeah.
So there's the trill and the upper voices again. Now the lows, though, get to have a little scale going downward, getting louder. Then they have the melody again. We still have the interjections. 34 is kind of like the melody, but they're missing some of the notes. So it goes 1, 3, 1, 3, 4, 1. There's lots of cool, like, this is kind of like a feature between percussion and brass.
Yes.
So percussion, when they're not playing, has like a little tom conversational piece, a vibra slap, little timpani getting louder and softer. It's cool because it is very much so like a conversation between lows and percussion.
Yeah.
Again, that's not written a lot of times. It's pretty cool. Then back to the lows, then back to the percussion, back to the lows, back to the percussion.
Now,
woodwinds are doing zero things unless they're a low read here.
Now, in this section, cabasa is keeping time for you. It's doing 8 notes throughout.
When my band played
cabasa, it's not an easy instrument. Woo. It is not. You've got to experiment and find, you know,
the
way to make it sound as even as possible.
Time.
Then on timpani here, that what the timpani is doing is rolling. So the timpani is giving that thunder effect, right?
Yeah.
The roll crescendo and then a day crescendo roll.
Yeah.
Now remind them, this actually is I think for a younger ensemble is kind of hard. Those rolls need to be single stroke. If they've never played timpani before, their default is going to be to bounce. They don't do it. They need to be single stroke. And at this tempo, at 144, I think you can get away with doing 16th notes,
mm-hmm.
but they just need to be small. So like the kids should not be tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick. Like we don't want to hear that. Keep the mallet close to the head, but make sure that they know that they are single strokes. And I would, you know, practice it on a practice pad so their hands can get really even doing 2 measures of full 16th notes at that dynamic range to make it sound really even on the timpani. It's so exposed. That's why you've got to make sure that's right.
Oh, it definitely is. Then, so they come in, and then the second time percussion has their little moment of interaction, the mallet part comes in, and they have like this almost like
counter
a little,
melody.
One, four, and one, two, three, four, one. Then it's back to the lows. Then mallets have a new counter melody. One, two, and three, four, one, two, three, four, one. Back to the lows. Then we have the same thing we had before, forte piano trill. Everybody's having a forte piano this time. We're back to 50 with the low brass melody. This time it's the same low brass melody with the trumpet melody from the beginning, but now the flute, oboe, clarinet have what the trumpets have. So it's just more of like a full band.
It's a bigger moment.
Piece, part, mm-hmm. not piece, but part of it. Same breathing considerations we've already talked about. At 58, we have another new section. It's the trill and the upper people. Lows have their little melody, but now
this is like a building.
We're building up to the end for sure.
Adding different people at different times.
Yep. So it's lows, 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 trumpet, saxon, horn, and then one, two, and three, four, two, and three. Three and four, one. And then the whole band has a forte piano and we're holding for 8 counts. That's got to be regimented how loud everybody's going to get.
I would keep it piano for the first measure.
Well, and not everybody should do the same thing.
There's
a trill in the upper people. I would say you stay piano the whole time.
The whole time.
Also, I'd probably tell the trumpets just to maybe chill because it's up on an upper B. Maybe the lows can be the ones that lead the crescendo mm-hmm. to the very end.
The percussion.
The mallet part is the theme here with timpani. They have 8th notes. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1. 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4 and a 1 and 2 and 3 and a 4 and whatever. 1, 1 and 2 and 3 and...
1 and 2.
1 and 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, and a 3. Okay, so it's led by percussion at the very, very end. And that's it. The whole band ends with like choking the crash cymbals and it's got a good little bang at the end.
Everybody, it's you know, unison rhythm
one,
at the
two,
end and the last
three,
two
four,
measures
one,
for the wins.
Three. Yep.
Yeah. Lots of fun.
It's a really good piece. It's super cool. And it's nice because there's not a ton of like little stylistic things to work on. It's mainly just like housetop accents, slurs, regular accents.
Balance and phrasing, right? And then, you know, and this is, I think this is a piece that your kids will walk out of your band hall.
Oh, yeah.
Humming.
For sure.
You know, singing the little
and
tune.
And you will too. All right. Well, thank you. We hope you will consider programming Dark Star in the future. And thank you for joining us on this episode of Band BFFs.